Last week, we were talking about Jesus anointing and empowering the 12 and sending them out. Remember, this is chapter 9. Now we're just a little bit further along in chapter 10. And now Jesus is doubling up. He's sending out now 72 other disciples. You might ask, well, where do these people come from? You know, what are they like? And I would think they're probably very much like you and me. You know, this is the group that was probably dipped in and dipped out. They probably weren't there all the time. They probably didn't have the breakout sessions, the special training from Jesus. But Jesus chose them and anointed them, and now he's sending them out. This is a section of the Gospel of St. Luke that's on discipleship. And it has kind of two aspects. The first one, it says a disciple of Jesus is called to come, you know, come to Jesus and be nurtured and nourished and experience God's love and forgiveness. And then the other side, of course, is then go. You know, go out and tell others what you've seen and heard. And so this is, you know, a natural part of what it means to be a Christian. If we go back to the history of our own background as a church, you might kind of define it like this. Build it and they will come or not, right? You know, we always had the idea that we had these wonderful holy spaces and people be naturally drawn, you know, to come to those holy spaces. And there were times in history that actually happened. But we don't live in those times. And I often wondered, you know, whether God didn't just take them away from us because we had missed what the scripture was trying to teach us about what the gospel was all about. Where are people going to find out about Jesus? Well, at this time, he sent some advanced teams out, teams of two, and he sent them out for two at a time. Now, I ask you a question. Why do you think he did this? For support. Amen. You know, to just somebody for strength and to help and remind us that a one rejection isn't that we're totally rejected, right? Somebody told me that there's a group of people that send out missionaries two by two. I don't want to mention what their background is, and they tend to ride around on bicycles, but I won't mention any other details. But anyway, they are told, by the way, before they go out, that one out of every 200 people are going to let you in to talk. Now, let's put it this way. If I was hiring salesmen, those are people that I'd consider hiring because they don't understand it. Like, if you reject me, you know, then, oh, I am so bereft, right? You know, they go out and they just continue to do it because they know that at some point they're going to find the one, you know, the one who's been prepared to listen to them. Well, you can imagine that we're called to do likewise, but to go out among the people and we find out that God has prepared some of them, you know. In fact, he's eagerly prepared their hearts to receive what you have to share. But if you don't share it, it doesn't happen. I just thought it would be kind of fun to just kind of flip back, you know, to what it says in Acts chapter 2. Said, Peter replied, each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is to you, to your children, and to those far away, all who have been called by the Lord our God. Okay, this is the 72, and this is us. Now, I just thought about it. It's very interesting. We're called to be the advance team. And the kingdom of God is near. The Lord Jesus will return. And we're called, you know, to go out and to share what we've seen and heard to those that God has prepared to receive. Now, we've got to have we've got to be tuned in. Now, I think I've told some of you this. I actually went to a crazy seminary that actually required us to study evangelism. And what they required us to do is to go out and share with people about Jesus. And then come back to class and report what happened. Not everybody was thrilled with this, by the way. But since you were found out that, you know, you had gone through all the rest of this, you weren't going to give up quite yet, I discovered the wonders of laundromats. You know, in laundromats, people are so bored they'll talk about anything, even Jesus. It's very interesting, you know? And I found that I had an advantage. I didn't tell anybody else my secret either, you know, because I was able to get people to listen. And it was fascinating that not everybody rejected what you have to say. Most did. Some were very rude. In fact, some were so rude you really wanted to do something other than say, well, then God bless you. It was more like this, well, God bless you then, you know, you were really kind of furious. But, you know, going out in the world is not always going to be really easy. But God tells us that he has already prepared. He says the harvest is great, but the workers are few. So there are a lot of people out there ready. I want you to think about that. The harvest is great. I keep thinking, wow, you know, it seems like there's so few that want to hear. But Jesus tells us the exact opposite is true. He's been working a lot of people and preparing them to just have that person come along and open that door. And then the Spirit of God anoints it. And you can't mess it up badly enough. Amen?
Amen.
You know, somebody says, well, you know, I'm not really well trained. I've never been to seminary. Hey, say, praise God that you haven't been to seminary. You know, when I went to, I actually could preach before I went to seminary. And how long did it take me after I got out, Carol, to be able to preach again? Almost a year, you know? They almost destroyed me out there, you know? And so, you know, God, he can anoint people and send them out. And you know what they want to hear? They want to know how God touched you. They want to know how God touched St. Augustine. They want to know how God touched Father Don. They want to know how God touched you and your life. And that's what's anointed. They don't care whether you can memorize and spout out scripture verses. They really don't care about that. Because until the Holy Spirit touches them, it's foolishness to them. So don't try to wow them with how much you can quote. Tell them about how Jesus blessed you and changed your life and your heart. That's what they want to hear. That's what's anointed. And God will bless you and bless them. Then he tells them this. Heal the sick. And you go, oh, jeepers, you know. What are you talking about? You know, there's different levels of sickness. And I found out that, you know, there's spiritual gifts. Some people have gifts of miracles. Thank God I'm not one of them. Because I have a feeling my head would get about this big. Whoa! You know, I touch people, boom, they would be healed. Would that be cool or what? You know, I think that God knows who not to give that gift to. You know? But he says, he's the one who heals. It's not you, it's not me. He's the one who heals. And we have people out there that are desperately in need of spiritual and emotional and physical healing. If we just continue to find out who they are, and they will tell us. Now, this motley crew of 72, is that cool? This motley crew of 72, motley crew, no, excuse me, okay. This group came back, and this is what it says. when the 72 disciples returned, they joyfully reported to him, "Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name." We just sang this wonderful song about the power of your name. You know, your name. It's not us. It's the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they were able. You remember the story, just kind of tweak it a little bit and look at the other part about, remember the disciples came back and complained other people were healing people in the name of Jesus and they weren't part of their group. They got jealous of it, you know? They're the ones that had been given this thing and they were going to just kind of keep it among the crowd, you know? There is power, power, wonder-working power in the name of Jesus. God will heal. God will change. God will transform. Heal the sick and tell them the kingdom of God is near you now. Because the kingdom of God is in you now. Let's pray.